KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We also take a look at the greater picture. That is going to be today, looking at the Pacific Coast Bike Route. Emily and I are talking with the transportation planner from Caltrans District 1. We've got Tasha Allstrand joining us today. Good morning, all.
Morning.
Good morning, indeed. All righty. Well, we got ourselves a beautiful day today. This would be a nice day to take a ride on the Pacific Coast Bike Route. So this route we were just talking off air, quite the long route. This is for folks who are into the long distance bike thing. This is, we're talking Canada to Mexico along the Pacific Coast. Is that correct?
That's correct. But the route can serve both long distance touring cyclists and both commuters. It's a bicycling route that runs from the border with Canada to the border with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So in the U.S., that's, you know, Washington, Oregon, and all of coastal California. So our area, it parallels U.S. Highway 101 from just north of Crescent City in Del Norte County, and it goes through Humboldt County and heads east on State Route 1 just south of Leggett. Then it parallels Mendocino Coast on Route 1 to the Mendocino-Sonoma County line.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, a good chunk of that is running along highways. But there are going to be pieces of it that are, you know, Class 1 trails. I know we are currently working on several here in Humboldt County, such as the Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata that parallels 101, and Caltrans has a big part in that, and, of course, the Eureka Waterfront Trail. So would those parts be part of the Pacific Coast Bike Route?
Yes, sometimes it is. Sometimes the official route is designated as a local street. For example, through the city of Eureka, the official route is actually onto Waterfront Drive. So there are portions of it that are not state highway.
Okay, I see. Fantastic. And now, how long has this route been in effect?
The route was legislatively designated by the state of California in 1976. So that was to commemorate the nation's 200th birthday. So that means that the route actually turns 40 this year.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Well, one thing that I definitely really appreciate with the Pacific Coast Bike Route is that it gets touring cyclists through a lot of our coastal communities. And I think there's definitely a growing realization that, you know, touring cyclists and any cyclists traveling through are can be a real economic boon for communities, especially on, you know, small towns along the coast. So I'm just curious about how many people are estimated to ride the PCBR each year.
That really depends on which part of the route you're looking at. Mm-hmm. We estimate that thousands of cyclists are coming from all over the world to ride each year. We do have an established non-motorized census program that collects count data from the non-motorized users. Several of those locations are counted along the PCBR, and the data is collected on a continuous three-year basis. So we go back every 3 years and check in. Right now, we hope for the program to grow and for more count locations to be added and for the program to evolve when new technology becomes available to us.
Yeah, great. Well, we definitely, just of living in Humboldt, you know, you see touring cyclists coming by kind of every day from the spring through the fall. And it seems that Caltrans recently worked on a process to get more information from those cyclists on the PCBR and just conducted a survey. So can you kind of touch on what that process entailed and kind of the purpose of the survey?
Of course, yeah, we did a survey last summer of 2015. The purpose of the survey was to collect demographics and just ask them how they're using the route, ask them if they have encountered any problems or issues. We wanted to know if they're using any navigation and what type of navigation, say, apps they're using. So we ended up collecting surveys from 535 cyclists. We had two survey formats. There was an online version as well as a paper version. The paper version was geared more towards cyclists who were actively riding the route at that time, whereas the online survey was geared more towards riders who had already finished their route, whether that be a week ago or maybe several years. So we distributed the paper surveys at 24 locations throughout Del Norte, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties, and those went mostly to bike shops, and we work closely with state parks and also food establishments where we know a lot of the touring cyclists go to.
Cool. Great. So in talking a little bit briefly beforehand, it was really interesting to see some of the data that arose, particularly kind of the country of origin for a lot of the where people were starting and where they're from riding the PCBR, and kind of the ratio of male to female riders. And so can you share some of that data with us?
Sure. Yeah, we collected a lot of really interesting information. We learned that about 93% of the riders ride the route from the north to the south. About 74% of the riders are male, and they average 43 years old and ride an average of 58 miles per day. From the paper survey, we learned that about 73% come from outside of California, and 36% of those were from overseas. So, yeah, those countries include Canada, the UK, Germany, Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, and France being the top places where people are coming from. And the majority of the cyclists responded that they camped along the way and noted that they preferred campgrounds with the hiker-biker camping facility.
Fantastic. Yeah, so I was interested, I was very curious when you were talking about some of these stats that the average age was 43. That is a bit older than I would have expected.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, if that's average, that means that there are certainly older folks on this route as well.
It was interesting. Yeah, I think one of the youngest was about 16, and the oldest were in their 80s. So, yeah, there's a really span the gamut.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. So that is pretty darn awesome to see, because I think biking is a terrific thing as you move on in years. It feels great. It keeps you healthy. And I think this is a really cool way to see a good chunk of the country.
Yeah, certainly. One of the other, it seems like you also gathered from the survey just information from people on where, you know, some of the most difficult locations were and kind of suggested improvements. Because for the most part, cyclists on the PCBR are riding in the roadway, mostly on the state highways or on the shoulder, and they definitely, through the survey, it seemed like they noted kind of potential places that could be future projects for Caltrans.
The survey did ask to identify any problems or issues or difficulties they had, and we did rank those. The number one issue that was cited was a lack of an adequate shoulder. That was the top concern for most of the survey respondents. Mm-hmm. Others included the large freight trucks, logging trucks and RVs, hostile drivers, lack of adequate signage about the route, and others did point out specific locations in the route where they encountered issues.
That's good to see. Now I was just recently had a weekend trip down to the Bay Area and back, and of course that's a long part of where the specific this route is, and there are parts, especially in the twisty turny parts where you're in Mendocino County, where you're there is almost zero shoulder. It's basically just a kind of a line and then dirt. And I saw a lot of folks who were out biking because it was a beautiful weekend. So I can see why there's some concern there.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if you've mentioned this yet, but just thinking of the direction that people ride, and it seems like most people are really riding north to south.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And so what, you know, one thing of thinking about, especially in more of those remote areas, if most cyclists are riding in that direction, you know, perhaps shoulder improvements could be more prioritized in the southbound direction, and looking at ways to get things done but also save money.
Absolutely, yeah. With the limited right-of-way, that's one thing that we can look at.
So, just curious, if most of the traffic is going south, how do they get back? You would think it would balance.
Some of the riders do a loop. A lot of the riders started in Astoria and ended in the Bay Area. I think this is a well-planned trip that they're possibly flying in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for shoulder widening, some of those areas that I spoke of, there is really limited roadway. It's a kind of a twisty, turny, mountainous area. How would one widen the shoulder in such a narrow area?
Well, that's kind of a can of worms, but that is an issue for us.
Yeah, and that seems like that's something that that takes time to really make sure to do. The proper analysis, but it seems it's certainly been accomplished elsewhere in District mm-hmm. 1 and along the PCBR. So it seems like this is sort of one step to be able to understand where cyclists are riding and kind of where is some of the most difficult locations. So you do have some key next steps from this, and so just wondering if you could touch on the website that was launched, and it sounds like Caltrans is also working on an updated signage plan for the route.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about a new website that we launched. It's still a work in progress, but the website has an interactive map. It includes detailed information about the route and also some of the alternate routes. For example, a lot of the times some of these alternate routes are county roads or other state highways, such as the Avenue of the Giants, and these routes have lower volumes of traffic. The map also shows shoulder widths and elevation profiles and also distances to goods and services. So we hope to continue to add more features and make it more dynamic over time, but that map is currently live on our website. It also includes past reports that we've done, Caltrans has done on the PCBR, including this survey, the report from the survey that we did last summer.
I'm taking a look at the URL for that website. It's quite a long one. Is there an easy way to get to it? Can you just Google PCBR, or what's the best way to get to it?
Yeah, if you go to our website, just the dot.ca.gov and type in Pacific Coast Bike Route, it should come up and be fairly easy to find.
Okay, yeah, because the direct URL is quite long.
It is, yeah.
I'll put a link to it on our website.
Oh, great. And, we are working on an updated signage plan. We've been currently evaluating what's on the ground now with the goal of making some changes to improve. You may have noticed some new high-visibility signs that are indicating the alternate route at Avenue of the Giants, and we hope to continue to make some improvements to the signage.
Great.
And it seems like also that a lot of cyclists are using navigational apps and other tools when they're traveling through. So is that something that could be considered for the Pacific Coast Bike Route or in the future of being able to use more of a digital mapping and directional app?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were recently unsuccessful in being awarded a grant to do just this, but it's something that's important to us here, and so we're going to continue to seek resources to build a statewide map and a PCBR app.
Cool. I could definitely see that being really helpful for, navigating the whole state for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and it seems like that's what a lot of cyclists are using to get around less and less of paper maps and
absolutely.
Having to carry everything.
Yeah, those come in handy, except that there are, of course, areas, especially here in Humboldt and Mendocino County, where there's no cell service whatsoever.
But, that's true.
But at least if you have it maybe downloaded to your phone, you can at least use it on that.
Yeah. Great. Well, Tasha, are there other kind of other things to touch on for the Pacific Coast Bike Route or any other next steps you want to cover?
Well, we plan to administer the survey again in the summer of 2018. We learned a lot from taking the survey, so we have some lessons learned and hope to improve it and continue to gather information and make improvements to the Pacific Coast Bike Route.
Yeah, great. And especially when I'd be really interested to hear what the counts are for people walking and biking along the PCBR at different locations, since it seems that you've gathered that data recently. So perhaps we can touch on that on another Happy Trails in the future.
Sure. And I'd be curious to see why. I'd just like to ask the question, why 93% of the ride is from north to south? That just seems, that's a huge difference.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, one of the reasons was there's a tailwind that helps.
Hmm.
So you're not fighting that wind.
That's a great reason.
Yeah, it really is.
I hate headwinds.
Yeah. And I would think another reason is also if you are heading south, you're on the ocean side.
True.
For all of the kind of great views, because yeah, you can't be beat in a lot of places traveling right along the coast.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And, you know, now that you mentioned this, most riders I have seen along this route have been going north to south.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's way, you know, there's some big eye-openers with this. The average age and the huge amount of people who go from north to south, that is way more than I would have expected.
Yeah, definitely. You could plan a future PCBR trip in your future.
That's right. Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, good information here. And I look forward to hearing what happens with part two of this survey. It sounds like the first one was quite useful.
Yeah, thank you.
Certainly. Thanks so much.
Alrighty, and we're not 100% sure what we've got on our plate for next week. Is that right, Emily?
Oh yeah, we got some good options. So we'll be talking about a couple things coming up. Though there is a community effort to improve the Cooper Gulch Park in Eureka.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in 2 weeks, we're going to be focusing on that and how the larger community can get involved at a big event October 1st. And we have a lot of other things kind of coming up. So
mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned indeed. All righty. Well, Tasha, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling this together.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails. Let's do it.